Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4553.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person would be my grandfather, from my mother's side. I grew up in his family and he has taught me many things. He led me into music, into what I am, being really patient.
What do you aspire to be?
Chemical engineer and having a really happy family.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I am responsible.
What makes you smile?
The funny story.
What types of things make you happy?
Knowing that I helped someone.
What types of things make you sad?
Injustice, social injustice, and etc.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
My parents are they travel a lot, so I always have this kind of global perspective, and that's why I'm studying abroad.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I'm very persistent. How did I develop this? I think it's from my grandfather being very patient and always want to achieve what I have in mind.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Dependable, because that covers everything. You can depend on the person. He's the one.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
That I'm analytical. I usually analyze the situation before I take any action. And the least would be I'm too competitive sometimes.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Responsible.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
On a Sunday, go out for a walk, spend some time just talking and catching up.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I got a piano for my 10th birthday, and that was really significant, and that's how I started on music and my passion.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I always enjoyed riding bike.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is The Count of Monte Cristo. What types of books I enjoy? I used to like fiction books, but now I start looking into philosophy and social science. My favorite character would be Count of Monte Cristo from the book.
What was the last movie you saw? Who was your favorite character?
The last movie I saw was Man in Black with Will Smith, and he's definitely my favorite character because he takes his job really seriously. He's good at it, and he's still funny about it. He has a sense of humor.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I watch tennis.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I play tennis, I play the piano, ride bikes, watch movies.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I am to an extent. I like to relate things from different fields. I guess that's kind of creativity.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
A significant experience would be moving from my home country to here to to get my college education, and they made me what I am, having a global perspective and all that.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would interview Andre Agassi, the tennis player, because he has had such an interesting, colorful life. I like to know how he achieved it.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
First experience. It will be to correct my professor in front of 400 people. I was definitely nervous because I was just a student trying to pick out something that I considered to be wrong, and it turned out that I was right, so that shaped me into challenging the authorities, kind of.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't really take risks. I try to evaluate it both sides.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Just all the modern art I don't understand, especially the paintings. I've been to the museum several times, but I can never appreciate those.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perceptions about it.
I had never seen a waterfall before I went to Yellowstone Park, and that was really something. I suddenly realized how small human beings are and how great nature is.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Sleeping.
Where would you like to be the most?
I would like to be in my hometown with my family.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My family.
What is your approach to life?
Work really hard at a younger age and try to enjoy life afterwards.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time would be when I was denied by quite a few dream schools when I applied to college. And I had to learn that what's mine is mine. I should always enjoy what I get and take the most out of it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Volunteering, helping young kids.
Who is your favorite actor?
George Clooney. Who doesn't like him?
What is your favorite dinner?
Lobster ravioli, believe it or not.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
No, I don't really do crazy stuff.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Take a shower.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could draw. I can't do that.
What are you majoring in?
Chemical engineering.
When did you first become interested in this field?
In middle school, when I had a really good science teacher who had a chemistry background. He got me into chemistry.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I plan to go to graduate school and then go to industry afterwards.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would be a chemical engineer.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would be working as a chemical engineer. I hope I could be a project leader instead of just any kind of engineer, and have a more serious girlfriend, thinking of settling down, building a family.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
having a nice dinner, and it really depends on the person. Something that we mutually like, that's slow-paced, warm, kind of.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Interesting and energetic.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Plan a special day, starting from cooking breakfast and just planning out meaningful events.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I like to help people. I feel like building life is the most I can do.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4553.